Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast: mostly sunny, highs near 33. Tonight, a slight chance of snow, increasing clouds, low around 22. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. The National Weather Service in Paducah has announced that a winter weather advisory will be in effect from 3 a.m. until noon on Sunday. This is for areas along and south of Interstate 64, including Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, Jefferson, Hamilton, White, Saline, and Gallatin counties. This is due to mixed precipitation that will be arriving to the area tomorrow, including a period of light freezing rain. Ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch is expected, and snow accumulations of less than an inch can be expected. Those who plan to travel Sunday should be aware of slippery road conditions. Even very small amounts of ice can produce very dangerous driving conditions. A winter weather advisory means that periods of snow, sleet, freezing rain will cause travel difficulties. Motorists can expect slippery roads and limited visibilities and are urged to use caution while driving. In terms of the weather forecast following Sunday, more rain is expected on Monday, which it could get heavy at times, followed by some sunny weather until late next week when chances of rain return. The Wayne City History Club is scheduled to hold its annual trivia night tonight in the Performance Gym at Wayne City. Doors will open at 6, and trivia will begin at 7. The cost to enter the contest is $100 per team, and Lamar Choate, sponsor of the History Club, says teams may consist of up to 10 people.
Yes, okay. And you know, a team can buy freebies for $10. They get 10 freebies. You can use them any way they want to use them. Buck freebie, it's a bargain. That's a bargain.
Okay.
You can have up to 10 members on a team, and team registration is $100. You do not have to pre-register. You know, so that would work out to be $10 a person if you had all 10 members. You don't even have to have all 10 members. You got the $100. You can play with one.
For those who don't have a team but would like to attend, Choate says incomplete teams will sometimes pick up individuals before trivia begins. He also says people are welcome to attend just to watch the contest. All proceeds from the event will go to the History Club for one of Choate's long-term projects and a trip to Springfield.
Prizes for the winning team. All the proceeds go to the Wayne City History Club and our efforts for a website and help with our trip. And we sure appreciate everyone coming out and helping us and all the businesses who support us. We want to take this time to say thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Again, doors will open tonight at Wayne City Performance Gym at 6 p.m., and the first quiz will be at 7. More after this.
This is Russell Blackford with Mitchell Insurance Agency here in Fairfield. Our agency is aggressively seeking new clients. That's why we're asking for your business. I've observed television ads representing low-cost auto insurance coverage only to find out later they didn't have the protection they thought. This usually happens at the time of a loss. Not a good time to learn this. People are enticed to purchase insurance based on the cost. For the best possible service and right coverage, call us today at 847-2071.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
There is a critical shortage of trained paramedic and emergency medical technicians in the region, according to the lead paramedic for the Wayne County Ambulance Services. B.J. Pennington says there are great career opportunities both locally and statewide.
We recommend that anyone that is interested at least take a basic course or even a paramedic course. The paramedic course is quite lengthy. There is a shortage nationwide. We are short several medics. Every other agency that I know of in the region and is running very short on paramedics. We're training less and less medics. It seems like the younger generation isn't as adept to help their community. It seems maybe I'm not sure exactly what would be as some of us older generations were. You know, if people don't take these courses and assist, we're going to run out and be even more short, and there's not going to be anyone to help assist and or save the community when in need.
Pennington, speaking at the Thursday meeting of the Fairfield Rotary Club, also urged Rotarians to always call 911 instead of the Wayne County Ambulance Service's 7-digit number during an emergency.
Calling 911 makes it easier for us to find you. They're able to find your address and send us directions to your address, and they can provide life-saving measures via the phone as instructions to the caller that may be able to help in saving the patient or treating the patient.
The Wayne County Ambulance Service has two crews ready 24 hours a day and covers 266 square miles. Last year, it had 1,600 calls for help and logged 135 runs in January alone. Pennington was joined by the Ambulance Service Director Sherry Brown. Rotarian Sherry Winter was responsible for the program. Typically controversial legislation at the state capitol is left for the end of the spring session in May, but not this year. Ray Wyatt reports.
During debate February 7th over a $15 an hour state minimum wage, State Senator Paul Schimpf expressed the concerns of many employers in his district.
Small business owners calling me up and saying, I'm really worried that I'm going to have to close my doors. I have a lot of people in small towns in my district that are worried that jobs are going to go to Missouri. And my understanding is that right now Missouri's minimum wage for 2019 is $8.60 an hour.
Senator Schimpf says agriculture is worried about job losses. Under Senate Bill 1, the state's minimum wage for adults would incrementally rise to $15 an hour over the next 6 years. Those under 18 years of age would see a minimum wage of $13 an hour by the end of the same time period. After about an hour of debate, the Senate voted 39-18 to advance the minimum wage legislation to the Illinois House. At the Capitol, I'm Ray Watt.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration estimates Illinois faces a more than $3 billion deficit in its next budget year. A report Friday by the Democrat indicates the June 2020 shortfall will be 16% higher than former Governor Bruce Rauner's administration estimated without more revenues or cuts. It comes less than 2 weeks before Pritzker proposes his first budget. The report notes that debt associated with the state's unpaid bill backlog sets at $15 billion and blames Rauner's stubbornness for hundreds of millions of dollars in penalty and otherwise unanticipated bills. One hurdle is cleared to bring the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. The Senate approved the measure yesterday that would phase the increase in over the next 6 years. The Senate also passed a tax credit for small businesses so they can cope with the coming increases in labor. No Republicans voted for the bill. Senator Chapin Rose has questions on how merchants, colleges, and other employers will handle the increase in the cost of doing business.
You guys keep talking about who's going to be helped. I'm worried about who's going to be hurt. How many more people are going to get laid off? How many more people are going to lose their job? How many more college kids and students aren't going to have a work-study program? How much tuition is going to have to go up? Those things need to be considered just as much as the other side of this coin.
The bill now moves to the House, where changes could be possible. However, the bill's sponsors are urging no changes to the existing legislation. The Illinois State Fair has announced the first grandstand act. Kim Howard reports.
Grammy-winning a cappella group Pentatonix will be at the fair on Wednesday, August 14th, and feature a special guest, says State Fair spokesperson Morgan Booth.
They're announced their world tour today with Rachel Platten. She's an up-and-coming artist, and I think she'll complement Pentatonix very well.
Platten's debut single, Fight Song, hit number 6 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Pentatonix played the fair 2 years ago and was a top moneymaker. Tickets will go on sale this spring and range in price from $45 to $75. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
After the last weekend's split water pipe at the old fire department building next to City Hall, Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire said yesterday that some locations inside City Hall will need work. Mayor McGuire said the office of his secretary, Deanne Downs, took an especially hard hit as its carpets soaked up water. Yesterday, crews were in the process of moving her to the hall's conference room to allow the carpet in her office to be ripped up and the room dried. Mayor McGuire said he contacted the city's insurance company, along with a company from Effingham, to conduct a moisture test after the weekend issue. Most of the other offices appear to be okay, though a wall in billing will also need some work. Some of the tiles in the building have been coming up from the ground as well, and the mayor said there is a possibility that carpet and tiles will need to be replaced. He hopes to have an adjuster look at the building next week. Yesterday's morning downpour also caused some issues on Northeast 2nd Street. The mayor said some of the old fire department facilities were used for paper storage, and water made its way into the building in the morning, causing city workers to have to move the records. He said the current Chamber of Commerce building experienced a roof leak as well, which may need to be addressed in the future. Yesterday morning brought heavy rain to the area, closing several businesses, and last night brought winter back to the area. Temperatures this morning had dropped to the teens after hitting almost 60 yesterday in a display of southern Illinois weather. We recorded 3 inches and 59 hundredths of rain yesterday at the WFIW-WOKZ studios, along with an inch and 22 hundredths on Wednesday. The rain has also impacted one group today, as Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen will serve its lunch meal from 11:30 to 1 at the First Christian Church. The change of venue will allow cleanup from yesterday's flooding at Feed My Sheep. Area rivers this morning have climbed above flood stage. The Little Wabash at Golden Gate is at 25.02 feet. Its flood stage is 17 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 16.9 feet above its 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City weighs in at 21.03 feet. Its flood stage is 18 feet. The Wayne County Courthouse will be closed on Tuesday in honor of Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Court officials say any payments due that day should be paid prior to Tuesday. 34-year-old Bluford resident Jeanette L. Kern pleaded guilty on Tuesday in Wayne County Circuit Court to a count of aggravated DUI. Kern was sentenced to 2 years probation plus time served. She was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. Frontier Community College is offering a barn quilt painting class for students to create a custom work of art. The project will be completed over 2 days, Thursday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 23rd. Space is limited, so students are encouraged to register soon. A barn quilt is a large piece of painted wood that resembles a single quilt block and decorates the side of a barn. The artwork has become a major trend across the Midwest, and many homeowners now display their painting on their house, garage, or front porch. The barn quilts will be a two-step process for the students. The class will begin on February 21st from 6 to 8 p.m., and students will review their designs and tape the 22x22 board to prepare for painting. Students will return on February 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. to paint the design and produce a customized barn quilt. Both class sessions will meet in the open area of Workforce Development Center on FCC's campus with Cheryl Harrell, the instructor. The barn quilt painting class will cost $45 and all supplies are included. To register, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 and reference CRN 62274 when calling. Wabash Valley College Student Senate, in conjunction with the Leadership Development class, has announced the launch of FRESH, a new initiative to ensure WVC students don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from. Some reports have shown more than half of all community college students struggle with food insecurity. With assistance from faculty, staff, students, and the community, Fresh will make non-perishable food items and other necessities available to all WVC students in need, with no exceptions. By partnering with local organizations including Heartland Worship Center's Bridges of Hope Food Pantry and the Heart of Hope Food Pantry, Fresh has been able to obtain enough items to launch the food pantry program on campus. However, in order to sustain the program, community donations are also welcome. Those wishing to give non-perishable food, personal hygiene products, or a cash donation, may contact Kyle Peach, WVC Student Senate Advisor, at peachk@iecc.edu, or call 263-5531. Students needing assistance are asked to bring their student ID to the Fresh Food Pantry, open in the WVC Bauer Media Center Library on Tuesdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and Fridays from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Fresh will be staffed by student volunteers who will assist peers in obtaining goods. In addition to the pantry, several grab-and-go locations will be set up around campus for items such as small snacks and breakfast bars. And finally, Springfield's Andrew Peterson heard the word synonymous with game shows. You can win a new car! When he did, during a taping of the legendary CBS game show The Price is Right, that aired this week. Peterson won the Showcase Showdown with host Drew Carey recapping his winnings.
Congratulations, Andrew. Boy, Andrew did pretty good today. $41,091 worth of prizes. Thanks.
Peterson won a Fiat 500, a washer and dryer, 4K smart TV, a trip to New York, and hip-hop-themed DJ gear. The show was taped in December, but Peterson was forced to keep his success a secret until this week's airing. That's it for news. Obituaries when we come back.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Take your pharmacist home at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Introducing Dispel at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Dispel is a safe and innovative multi-dose packaging system that makes it easy to take your medication. Each blister pack has 28 individual blisters that contain your prescribed medication for specific time and date. Detachable, portable, and color-coded. So say goodbye to traditional pill boxes and say hello to Dispel at your Health Mart Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Wayne City.
71-year-old Linda Louise Turner of Grayville died Thursday, February 7th, at her home. Linda was a retired teacher and member of the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville. She enjoyed quilting and flower gardening. Survivors include husband Chuck Turner, son Jeff Turner, and daughter Jennifer Neal, all of Grayville. She is also survived by 4 sisters and 3 grandchildren. In keeping with Linda's wishes, her remains were cremated. A visitation and memorial service are Sunday, February 10th at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is from 1 to 3 p.m. and memorial service is at 3 p.m. Burial will take place at a later date in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Memorials may be made to the Grayville Senior Citizens Center and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. And 50-year-old A.J. Willen of Dahlgren died at 7:15 p.m. Thursday, February 7th at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. A.J. was a maintenance worker at General Tire in Mount Vernon and was also a farmer. He was the Crouch Township Road Commissioner and loved to hunt and fish with his friends. Survivors include his wife, Natalie Willen of Dahlgren, 2 sons, Cole Willen and Daniel Willen, as well as 1 brother, 2 nieces, a mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and 2 grandchildren, as well as numerous aunts, uncles, and cousins. Funeral services for A.J. Willen will be held at 10 a.m. Monday, February 11th, at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. The church will open at 9 a.m. Burial will be held at St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery in Piopolis, with Father Slawomir Patak officiating. Visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. Sunday, February 10th at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis. A rosary service will be conducted at 7 p.m. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Reporting the news, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Hey folks, it's winter and that means you need good tires. That's why you should go to Dan's Tire and Car Mod. Not only does he have great prices, Dan's will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to take care of you. That's Dan's Tire, East Main and Car Mod. Call 382-8944 or for 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
A funeral service is a public way to express private emotions and a time to affirm all a loved one meant to our lives. Let us help you create a funeral ceremony that's an affirmation of life. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. Talk to our caring counselors. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
Here's the classic hits. Fairfield over your weather. This afternoon, sunny skies with a high in the low to mid-30s. Tonight, a slight chance of snow and increasing clouds, a low of 22. Sunday, an 80% chance of a wintry mix. High of 37. New ice accumulation of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Monday, a 90% chance of rain. Rain could be heavy at times. High of 43. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers. Partly sunny and breezy. High of 48.